Jerry Bader Show, 1027. There's a reason I said spouse. Women encouraged to reply as well. Responding to not specifically to the actions of Roy Moore's wife, who advanced some false things on social media, but to an emailer who said he would lie for his wife if she was being publicly attacked and she would lie for him. We had a caller just now say he would perjure himself for his wife. Would you lie for your spouse? Would you expect them to lie for you? Mark in Wausau. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, this is appropriate. I actually did perjure myself to protect my wife quite a few years ago. It was a false accusation, and she was getting railroaded by the county DA, and it was about the only way we could protect her. So I actually did perjure myself, and it worked out. She was found not guilty.
Whoa. Okay,
yeah.
you gotta walk me through this one. If she was innocent, why did you have to lie?
Because the DA and the detectives in the particular municipal police force were manufacturing evidence. They really wanted a conviction, and they were not doing they weren't doing their job. They just wanted a conviction. They ended up manufacturing evidence. And my attorney actually said, it's up to you. I'm not going to dissuade you. If you want to perjure yourself to protect your wife, those weren't his exact words.
So,
I went ahead and did it, and it worked out.
Well, it's hard to get me speechless, but you have me just about speechless. An attorney should never suborn perjury. That's the first thing. Wow. So he felt law enforcement, you are suborning perjury by saying I'll look the other way, actually. That is suborning perjury. To John in Stevens Point. John, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. Just a side thought on this, which is, did Moore's wife really know what was going on?
Well, you know what, John? That's why I want to keep her out of it. I have moved past that, and I'm responding specifically to the listener's email.
Well, then it depends if the wife knew or the spouse knew the other person was lying, or they're just getting their information from their spouse and just repeating the information they have. So you can lie through abstention.
Would you knowingly lie?
No.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot for the call. A friend writes, "Hi, Jerry. The Bible is crystal clear on the issue of lying. A person could hold their tongue but not lie. If forced to speak, it must be truthful and pray like crazy to the Lord to orchestrate mercifully." That's really good stuff. Different direction after the news.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.